Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, you're ready for a big decision on Steph Diggs, Keith?
Yeah, I've already made up my decision. Yeah, of course.
Okay. I'm always ready.
Who do you think I'm going to decide when it comes to Steph Diggs?
I think we made the same decision.
Yeah, I think we have.
I think it's
the only decision at this
point. I would be outraged if they cut him.
I would lose my mind. No!
No, how dare you, Nick? He can't be gone.
It's a rockier start than I was expecting.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's now June, so mm-hmm. at least we can turn the calendar. It is now June, but no, I'm not getting rid of Steph Diggs. Not for any of this stuff. Not yet.
Well, me neither. But it sounds like it's in play. I mean, Bedard is like... I'm happy Bedard finally moved off of we're all just bored making stuff up and just filling time.
Why is anybody talking about this?
He did acknowledge it's actually not a good look, and he left the door open 1% or 2%. 1% or 2%.
1% or 2%.
That Diggs could be off the team.
Hmm.
You're going to hear Mike Giardi coming up. He was on WEEI Afternoons late last week. Giardi left the door open for a potential move. Chris Curtis had some interesting info this morning that we'll pass along in his lead. That the big guy, Robert Kraft, not happy with what went down last week. And, Keith,
boy.
We cannot show this on Twitch. Don't you dare show this on Twitch, Terp.
Terp, don't even think about it. I know what you're doing, Terp. Don't think
about it. Too many revelations in the video.
Yeah.
But there was another Cardi B, Steph Diggs video last night where she's...
Nice.
Well, how would you describe
she
that,
She pulls out her breasts and she's juggling them.
I mean, there was some of that going on, but I was not as focused
does
on
Terp
that.
Does Terp
know
how to pixelate things? Can we put the video up and Terp can just kind of pixelate it? But, yeah, another video. So that's
or she's
good
just
because,
kind of shaking her backside and digs his face. He's giving a couple of taps.
Yeah.
Slaps.
Love taps.
Love slaps.
Love slaps.
Is what they were.
Yeah, spanks.
Yeah, spanks. Thank you. That's the word.
A little bit of spanking was happening.
So that was going on.
Consensual spanking.
Yeah, I'm assuming that was going on yesterday. Is he going to be here today? OTAs, by the way,
you
are open to the media
busy
today.
Last night. Seemed a little busy. Joe's also, I think this was a direct shot at you.
Which one now?
The Cardi B posting this video because this is in direct conflict to you spouting off this Daily Mail report that she was mad at Steph Diggs. She didn't look mad at Steph Diggs in the video.
No, she looked quite pleased with Steph Diggs in the video, actually. She looked very happy.
That's another L for Daily Mail.
Well, no, that's not true. Maybe maybe she was mad and they made up.
Maybe they did make up. Maybe they did.
They were doing something.
Yeah, they did.
You think there's any chance Diggs is here today?
No.
Me neither.
Doesn't feel like it.
I don't think so.
Well,
so,
he's recovering. He's rehabbing the knee.
Well, I don't know if that's what the Patriots want him doing.
Well, knehab.
He's rehabbing her backside is what he was doing in the video I saw.
It's all right.
Again, don't you dare air that.
But they're a loving couple.
Well, yeah.
I think so.
Right today.
I get that sense.
I don't know about late last week.
Power
but today,
couple?
Yeah, they're a power couple.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So we want your thoughts all day long here on Jones and Keith. It's a big decision on Steph Diggs. Have they made up their minds yet? Is the door open?
But
for
if they
a move?
Cut him, that'd be insane.
It would be.
It'd be insane.
I don't want to say people would riot. But people would be upset. We talked about this on Friday. Ken brought up the question. He's like, how do you think fans would take it? They'd be pissed. I think they were more excited about this signing than anything else the Patriots did this offseason.
I don't think that's even...
Way more excited than drafting Will Campbell.
It's not even up for debate. Even, and it's funny because he
even
really,
Milton Williams. You're like, okay, Milton Williams,
Milt the Stilt,
ton of money, good for him. We like Milt the Stilt.
Yeah.
How many casual Patriots fans really even knew him? You know, Steph Diggs.
Oh, people were very. People like Steph Diggs. I would say they liked him before they signed him. And then the second they signed him, they loved him. That's what happens, right? Yeah. Every player that's on your team, you like more. As soon as they leave your team, actually, that guy was never really good. So the excitement for Steph Diggs was there. It was an overwhelming position of need. So they went out and they were like, they got this guy. So like Carlton Davis, Robert Spillane, you know, Harold Landry. I think individually these are all, you know, good signings. And you add them all together, that's good for the defense.
Right, but
I'm not buying a Robert Spillane jersey.
No.
If you get a Steph Diggs jersey, you get a Steph Diggs excitement, like a real wide receiver one, people are fired up about it. And then if a month into it, you cut them, and who knows what the reason would be behind it, like the public reason would be. But the thing that everybody would point and connect the dots to is a video on a boat. You'd be like, you cut him for that? So, like, why even bring him in?
So, yeah, I think people in totality were excited for the money spent this offseason and that they landed a bunch of names.
Yeah.
But they weren't individually excited for any of the, like you just said, I'm buying a Robert Spillane jersey.
Well, even when you're...
I wouldn't buy a Robert Spillane t-shirt jersey. I'm not even springing for that. So, no one's...
What about like a Robert Spillane hat?
No.
A wristband?
No one's excited for any of that. But...
Socks?
Diggs got people excited. So people would be pissed. There's no doubt about
it. I think also like your first round pick where you're usually really excited about, it's a lineman. So a little bit less excitement, right? It's not like last year where free agent class wasn't the best, but you got Drake May. So you're like, all right, here's some excitement. I agree with you. The single most, or the player people were the most excited about, not even close, was Steph Diggs.
Do you think that's why they haven't cut him? Because they know how popular of a move it was?
I think it's also because of how big of a need it is. And you sort of heard about like, all right, he was available for the price you got him at for a reason, right? He is coming off of an injury. He's probably not going to be ready week one. You know, he's a little bit older than maybe some of the other receivers that moved as well. He has bounced around. This will be his fourth team in 4 years, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there are all of those things going on. But if you remove him from the team, what does your wide receiver room look like? And tell me again how different it is from last year where it was the worst in the league.
Unless Kyle Williams is a stud.
Kyle Williams and Mac Hollins.
Or Mac Hollins is going to light it up. It's no different.
So, yeah, so no, that I think it's more that than just fan backlash, is my guess.
617-779-7937. That's your phone and your text number for Jones and Keefe. We're back. I'd say we're back on land here on a Monday, Keefe.
We are.
We never really left land.
We
were over water, though, on Friday.
That's true.
Over water, it was chilly.
Feel the wind in our hair.
We were in Newport, which is just, you know, very, very fun.
Yes.
But, you know, it's good to be back in studio.
Home game
with our feet on the ground.
Yeah.
You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat there. Again, do not go to Twitch to see this new video from Steph Diggs and Cardi B. Terp, don't you dare.
Yeah, come on.
Don't even think about it.
No.
It can't be shown. And watch on YouTube. You can chat there as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. This is Chris Curtis. This is his lead today. Here's what Chris is hearing on all of the events from last week involving Steph Diggs. This is this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
Nice.
Over the weekend, got some info about the Patriots. A couple things of note regarding Steph Diggs. The big man, as in RKK, very unhappy with the events of last week.
Okay.
Went to the top of the organization. The wide receiver room is the rudderless room of the organization. Part of the agreement with Vrabel and the Patriots and Steph Diggs before signing him to the roughly $70 million deal was that he would be rehabbing here and a presence with the young receivers in the offseason. That was what most irked Vrabel last week, which was you had Baker and others playing like idiots, and the best player on the field, the guy that would command the room, would have the respect in the ears and the eyes of the young guys, didn't have Steph Diggs to look toward.
Okay. Chris Curtis says it goes up to RKK.
Mm.
Vrabel's pissed that guys like Javon Baker are making fools of themselves, acting like clowns, out on the field while Diggs isn't even out there. I don't think he's going to be here today, Keefe. Again, now Terp went rogue and did show a screenshot
Yikes.
Of what was going down there. That's professional level pixelation, I think.
That was good. He's a wizard with the Photoshop.
On twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I mean, if nothing else, they're conveying their happiness. I mean, the two of them do
Isn't Robert Kraft friendly with Cardi B?
Well, he was dancing
around.
He's
danced with her.
He's danced with Cardi B for sure. Not like this.
Yeah.
But he's danced with Cardi B before for sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, we've seen it. So, I don't know if
but I don't put any...
If Robert Kraft wasn't happy with last week,
yeah.
And now there's more of this going on where Diggs is partying on a boat, with it, this time his girlfriend at least.
Yeah.
But instead of showing up, and Vrabel's annoyed that Javon Baker and Jalen Polk are the first two through a drill, and they're both dropping passes.
Yeah.
Well, then they're still going to be pissed this week if he's not here today. He should be here today.
Yeah, but I also, I'm not, Baker and Polk aren't good. That's not Steph Diggs' fault. Like, I'm not blaming Steph Diggs for that. So if Robert Kraft's upset with the whole wide receiver room, you should have been mad at Elliott Wolf for drafting those two guys last year.
Fair.
And not for Steph Diggs being on a boat. You know, so I can understand being mad at the whole room and being like, hey, guys, I thought this was supposed to be better. And sort of going through each guy and being like, you know, why aren't all of these guys better than we thought? Or why are these? Then also turning to your current staff and be like, why did we decide this was the group? We have one guy who currently we can't seemingly rely on. We have two draft picks that we might have to cut after 1 year. And then a bunch of other guys that are probably all just average players. It is a glaring it's the weakest position probably still, and Steph Diggs can obviously sway that. Like, you can come away with it being above average, I think, if Steph Diggs is really, really good, but we have no idea if that's going to be the case.
Okay, so should he be here today? What do you think of the wide receiver room? What do you think of the ongoing Diggs situation? Again, you can weigh in at 617-779-7937. I'm reading here from Mike Florio. Florio, I think, has had the best info on the Diggs contract from day one. We read from him right after the initial signing. I'm like, this 3-year, 70-whatever story that's out there for the contract is BS. He immediately had the numbers after that. I remember we were at the Cask for the Red Sox home opener, and we were reading from the details of Diggs' contract that said they're on the hook for nothing if he doesn't pass a physical. I remember reading this at the time. We read it on the show. We talked about it then. Basically, if Diggs can't pass his physical, or if he has a setback on, I think it's his right knee, the Patriots are covered. They don't owe him a dime.
Yeah.
Not a dime. But I wasn't sure how it related to the Patriots being able to get out of the contract in general. I knew they could get out of it for anything involving his knee. Here's what Florio wrote yesterday. He says, we've obtained and reviewed the entire contract. Until Steph Diggs passes a physical, including on the injured knee, he's entitled to nothing. And that wrinkle gives rise to another question that recently became very relevant. If the Patriots decide to cut Diggs, do they owe him anything? Now, he goes off on a tangent. They're going to owe Diggs money. Antonio Brown, for instance.
Yeah.
Came to the Patriots. I think it was a $9 million deal. There was a grievance filed. I think they owed him half of it, $4 or $5 million. So they're going to have to pay him something because
yeah.
He's going to file a grievance if they try to back out of this contract. But they're not going to owe him anything approaching
the big number on there, no.
The actual signing bonus, never mind 3 years and $70 million or whatever it was. Florio writes, paragraph 26 of the contract sets forth the signing bonus. Under paragraph 26A... a lot of paragraphs.
Yeah, seriously, you read all this?
Diggs gets $12 million, with $4 million paid within 2 weeks of execution, $4 million paid October 31st, 2025, and $4 million paid March 31st, 2026. So there are three $4 million installments that the Patriots owe him.
I'd prefer to get paid biweekly.
Basically, the Patriots owe Diggs nothing until he passes a physical. So once he passes a physical, they'll owe him the first four. The next four is due at the end of October on Halloween. The four after that is due next March. Okay? Florio says, in this case, the language of the contract gives the team, specifically its physician, the ability to put the kibosh on the entire contract by determining that Diggs can't pass a physical due to the ACL tear. If Diggs has not yet passed the full and physical that clears him to practice and play in 2025. And Florio says the absence of news that he has passed strongly suggests that he has not.
Yikes.
That's opening up the team to terminate the 3-year, $69 million contract into nothing at all. So maybe they paid him the first four if he's passed a physical. If he's passed a physical, I'd expect him to be working out with the team and doing more than he's doing.
Right.
So if he hasn't passed a physical, they haven't paid him a dime yet. They don't owe him a dime if they want to try to back out of the contract. And so that's a very relevant piece to this too, Keith. It might be a PR disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be hypocritical, as the Twitch chat is pointing out. I mean, Robert Kraft, what were you up to in Florida a few years ago? If you're so upset,
yeah,
maybe look yourself in the mirror. So
right.
It might be hypocritical for sure.
Uh-huh.
Never mind, it might hurt your team on the field, but contractually,
yeah,
doesn't sound like they owe him a dime.
No, they have their ways out of it. But, like, that'd be like, okay, great, now you have this money. And they're like, what are you going to do with it? Right? Like, so I'm not saying they can't get away with it. And so basically, if there's an opportunity for them to get rid of them, like, fine, they can do it. But you're still left with the same receivers without them, right? Like, that's the whole idea of getting them. The whole idea of people getting excited that you signed Steph Diggs was there might be an improvement at the wide receiver position for the first time in years. And now if you're like, oh, we have this loophole where we don't have to pay him, great. That helps you and like your financial team, but the fans are going to be pissed off still because it's not like you're replacing him with somebody else. Who's out there now that you're going to go out and get? Like you're left with nothing. Well, so
Amari Cooper. I mean, at this
still out there, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I don't believe he signed. Yeah. There was a time where I was, championing Amari Cooper. I don't know. I was pounding the table for it, but at this point, I'd say, boy, if he still hasn't signed, what does that guy possibly have left? But I mean, names like that, is Keenan Allen still out there? I don't think he's signed either.
Oh, is he still out there?
So there are names.
Yeah, but okay.
The league doesn't want those guys.
I was going to say, it's pretty clear at this point.
This is how you got yourself into trouble with Diggs in the first place. No one else wanted Diggs either.
Yeah.
And so you wound up working out a deal with him, but the rest of the league was telling you they don't think Diggs has much left. If you move off of Diggs, they don't think Cooper or Keenan Allen have much left. Like, on some level, and we'll get more into this, you're responsible for this. Meaning the Patriots and they weren't aggressive enough at wide receiver. And we were begging.
Yeah.
We gave you a ton of names. We did a top five Friday or whatever on all the different receivers we wanted.
There's a lot of them out there.
There were so many options and they got none of them. You wound up with this guy. Like, on some level, that is your own fault. You get what you deserve.
They offered Chris Godwin reportedly a good deal. And that was kind of it. They weren't in on all these other guys. And they didn't really go for much. DK Metcalf, Deebo Samuel, those guys went for relatively nothing. Cooper Kupp didn't sign like a monster deal. There were a lot of guys available this offseason. Nobody was perfect, obviously, hence why they were leaving their teams. But you got Steph Diggs. I think we all kind of talked ourselves into that, even if he wasn't going to be ready week one. I think there was a bit of excitement around that. Great for Drake May specifically. And now we're hemming and hawing about, you know, whether or not he's even going to make it to preseason.
Do you think the avalanche of speculation that he might get cut last week, and we just played you a clip from Bedard, Giardi, Breer, I know has done some of it, others as well. Do you think that avalanche of speculation about Diggs and his roster security was trying to leverage him in any way to get him to show up today? Like, hey, we don't like what you're doing. By the way, your roster spot's not safe. Get your ass here. Like, do you think there's any of that? Like,
it's possible, but I think
if he's here today, I'll applaud him for it. I hope he's there today. He should be there today. But I will wonder, were the Patriots trying to leverage him in any way to get him back out there by leaking that his roster spot may not be safe?
It's possible, but I think he also knows that it is safe. Like, well, it should be safe. Like, talent-wise, it should be safe.
You think he has the leverage because the receiver room is so crappy.
Yeah, yeah. Be like, all right, who needs who more at this point? Now, I do think Diggs does need the Patriots because there wasn't a lot of teams lined up for him. He did sign this deal for a reason, right? Like, there wasn't a better offer for him. So I'm not saying it's a completely one-sided relationship, but I think if Diggs walks away, he can, like, really rehab himself, prove that he's healthy, and maybe jump on with another team at some point. Maybe it's week five or whatever. He joins another team. Whereas the Patriots are really going to be left scrambling with, Kayshon Booty as their number one wide receiver. So I think Diggs knows that. Also, I think if you push any of these big personality players into, hey, you got to show up to camp, like, that doesn't always work.
No.
That can backfire.
I mean, look, based on what we saw on Cardi B's Instagram, I'd be surprised if he's here today. But I'll applaud him if he's here. He should be here today. So I'll give him credit if he shows up, whether they leveraged him or not. They scared him into showing up, whatever it is. He should be here today. I hope he's out there. Wouldn't wager on it, but I hope he is.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear from Josh McDaniels live today, 11:30-ish, on Jones and Keefe. Rich Keefe also has a Dork Minute we're going to get to.
Yeah, big Dork Minute.
11:45-ish, an avalanche of Netflix announcements.
They had like a whole live show. They had a big to-do over the weekend. A lot of TV shows and movies on the horizon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I probably put it at 15%, but again, I think that conversation with Diggs, is he going to tell Mike the truth? Because yeah. Michael, no. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is he gonna tell him?
He'll
hey,
know.
Look, I screwed up, man. I screwed up. That's what you thought it was, and I messed up, and I shouldn't have put me in that spot, you guys in that spot, and I apologize 1,000 times over, and you won't have another problem with me. Okay, good. We can move forward. But if he's like, well, it wasn't mine, or no, that wasn't what you thought it was, or that's when you probably run into some more problems.
That's Mike Giardi on Friday with WEEI Afternoons. 15% chance, Keith. They move on from Steph Diggs, and it hinges on.
That's a little high.
That is high. 15%. I agree.
15%.
Yeah, Greg Bedard. At least Bedard moved off of we're just bored.
It doesn't even matter.
You guys are just filling airtime. It doesn't matter.
I guess it's something.
Yeah, Giardi says 15%. That is, I agree, that's a relatively high percentage. In all likelihood, he's going to be on the team.
Yeah.
But 15%, that's something. So I do still wonder, because there was just a sizable amount of, I don't want to call it reporting, but speculation that maybe he's not safe. And it's tied to the detail I read you from Florio in his contract, reset a detail on Diggs' contract over the weekend. So like now all of a sudden everybody has details on his contract and the Patriots can move on and they don't owe him a dime. And people like Giardi are saying, 15% he doesn't make the team. I wonder if this was a public pressure campaign to get Diggs to show up today. So let's find out. The media's there today. They're practicing later today. Coordinators are speaking later today. Will Diggs be there? Will he not? Based on Cardi B's social media, I don't think he's going to be there today. He should be there. I'll applaud him if he is. But I do wonder if that's what's going on. He's not really in jeopardy, but the Patriots are trying to scare him into doing what they want.
See, I feel like, to me anyway, the knee is still more concerning than any of the other things that are going on with him. Now, I guess if it gets to a level with the Patriots where the other stuff outweighs the concern with the knee and like recovering on time and being the same or at least close to the same player that he was, maybe that's where it becomes a little bit different. Because, you know, I think it would have to be, it's not like one big thing, right? Like it seems like there's a chance for maybe it's a lot of little things. And if they're like, all right, we don't want to even deal with this.
No, I'm with you. The biggest thing for me is the knee, and he's not here rehabbing. That's 1,000% the biggest thing for me. Yeah.
Because they did go out of their way early on. Remember, Diggs was kind of the counter to their point about bringing in a lot of good guys. Like that's what they did. Their draft class was almost entirely good guys, like captains and that kind of thing. Most of their guys that they brought in all played for either Vrabel, McDaniels, or Williams. They could vouch for all those guys. They're all great locker room guys. They talk about changing the culture. We had 2 weeks in a row we were talking with Curran about how, well, they probably don't want to bring in any knuckleheads with Drake May because they're not sure how that's going to go. And then they signed Steph Diggs, which I was like, great, yeah. Good. But now, like, the first sign of, like, maybe him not being, you know, like a choir boy, they're like, I don't know, 15% chance they might cut him. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, are you committed to this or are you not? Or, like, are you just going to, like, close your eyes and be like, everything's going to be fine this year? Like, I don't know. I feel like they're making a bigger deal out of it. Now, maybe your point on they're trying to publicly pressure him to show up, but I don't like that tactic either. If they don't think they can just talk to him and get a result and they have to go through these different channels, that's not ideal.
Well, here's what occurred to me over the weekend. And maybe I'm late to the party. Maybe others have said this as well. And I do think we actually said this in real time. But what occurred to me is the Patriots are getting what they deserve with Steph Diggs. Like, they're 1,000% getting what they deserve. And I'm not talking about a guy who's worn out his welcome other places. We talked about that a ton. I'm talking about not going after DK Metcalf, not going after Cooper Kupp, even George Pickens more recently. Like, taking your time, waiting 2 weeks into free agency, throwing a contract at him that doesn't really have any real money in it. It's like, you didn't really even want to pay this guy. You waited 2 weeks to even sign this guy. He's hurt. He might not be ready week one. You didn't draft a receiver in the first round. You didn't draft a receiver in the second round. You took one towards the end of day two. And I'm excited for Kyle Williams, but you didn't aggressively go after the position. It's Mac Hollins, a third round pick, and Steph Diggs, who you don't owe a dime to yet, who may or may not be ready by week one and may or may not ever play a down for this team. Like, you got what you deserve. You tried to go cheap at the position. You tried to back your way into the position. And this is what you get. The guy you decided to pay after 2 weeks of not wanting to pay anyone, and you didn't even really pay him anything, you're expecting him to come in and save your wide receiver room. And now you're stuck with this guy. You got what you deserve.
It's a little bit like a lottery ticket, right? Not to that extreme, because Steph Diggs does have a track record. But for where he's at, and you saw how the rest of the league viewed him, if you think he's going to come in here and be close to Buffalo Bills Steph Diggs, and if that ends up happening,
great.
You know, it's like, you know, in 07, the Patriots got Randy Moss. The rest of the league didn't really want Randy Moss after those 2 years in Oakland. And then, like, holy smokes, he was the best receiver in the league in 07. But, like, they didn't go out there and give up a first-round pick and throw a ton of money at him. Like, they went with the value play and it ended up working great for that one season. But we'll see what Steph Diggs. Like, that would be pretty fortunate. That would be, like, some pretty good luck if you're able to get a monster season out of a guy who got to, you know, that point in free agency.
A couple of items here from Mike Reese in his Sunday notes on Diggs. And this is following up on Florio, yeah, who had a lot of good intel on the Diggs contract yesterday. Reese wrote, at the least, Stephon Diggs and his boat video was an unwelcome distraction for Mike Vrabel. The first-year coach noted that a core part of his philosophy is to treat players the way they treat the team. In the video, along with Diggs being one of the few players who hasn't regularly attended voluntary workouts. By the way, there's another one that we're going to get to later on this hour.
Yeah. He's got some stuff going on, that guy.
Yeah, he does. One of the few, not only, who wasn't there for voluntary workouts sparks a question of how Vrabel views Diggs' first 2 months on the job since signing him to a 3-year, $69 million deal. Again, that's fake. They basically haven't even paid him a dime yet. Mm-hmm. Diggs' contract includes $16.6 million fully guaranteed, although as part of the clause in the contract, he must pass a physical to receive the money and other bonuses. Diggs is still recovering from a torn ACL he sustained week 8 last year. So that's two different people. All of a sudden, tons of info on his contract.
Yeah.
So maybe Diggs, and his side is leaking a bunch of stuff about the contract. Maybe the league is doing it. Or maybe it's the Patriots trying to pressure him into showing up today. And we'll see how that goes. 617-779-7937. Let's get to the phones. Cotto is in Boston. Get us started today, Cotto.
Adam the Weasel Jones. How you doing, buddy?
Always great. Always great, Cotto.
Love the program. Look, I think the Patriots, they need Steph Diggs. Do I agree with all the things he's been doing? No. And I agree with Rich that, like, if the Patriots can't talk to him and they got to go through the media to talk to him, like, that's BS. They should be talking to him. They should have communication with him. One thing that I just couldn't believe is that you'd go out and get a receiver like Mac Hollins instead of getting a receiver like Keenan Allen. I think, you know, yeah, he's older, but I think he's significantly better than Mac Hollins. And one thing that I'm really excited for is to see Pop Douglas with Josh McDaniels. I think that'll be awesome this year.
Okay.
It's going to have to be.
I mean,
well, I don't know if it is, but like,
I hope you really don't see any of that because
Pop Douglas?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like he has, if Steph Diggs isn't available for the first
month. That's what I'm saying. So I hope Diggs is available.
I think
available
he kind of goes to the top of your depth chart, doesn't he?
Are
you a Bourne guy still?
I've said before, yeah. I would bet on Bourne just with his experience in the offense. And we've kind of been waiting for Pop Douglas to do it. He hasn't done it yet. So he's in another offense.
Well, I think that's the hope. Is like,
really underwhelmed last year.
Yeah, no, he definitely did. I would much rather have Keenan Allen than Mac Hollins. I just wonder if Keenan Allen's thinking, like, I'm going to get paid three times what Mac Hollins is going to get. And he's waiting and waiting and waiting for it. Whereas Mac Hollins is like, yeah, I'll sign for that.
Yeah, the league is not lining up to sign Amari Cooper or Keenan Allen. Now, maybe those guys, right, teams would sign them for the vet's minimum or they'd sign them for low money, but these guys are holding out for a bigger deal. They're waiting for injuries, maybe, but the league's not rushing to sign those guys.
No.
But I would say,
like, the idea, those guys on their own or those guys as the number one on your team is not ideal at all, and I think the whole league's telling them that. But in a perfect world, Steph Diggs is relatively healthy this year. If you had Diggs and one of those guys with the young guys, I like that better.
Oh,
I mean, it's not happening.
If it was Diggs and Amari Cooper?
Yeah.
Diggs and Keenan Allen, I'd feel way better. Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath on that. They got to actually pay somebody, which, as we found out this offseason at wide receiver, they do not want to do.
No.
So that's why your receiver room looks the way it does. Ray is in Boston. Hello, Ray.
Hey, guys. Two-part question here, and I'll just rattle the two parts off, and you guys can let me know what you think. If Steph Diggs catches 65 balls for 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns is all forgiven, and if he does that stat line, which we know would be lucky, you know, lottery chance. How much more do you put up with?
Oh, for me personally, the answer to the first question is yes.
Absolutely.
And the answer to the
second
question is anything that doesn't put him in jail. Like, I don't care what he does. As long as he's not in prison, so he's available to play on Sundays, I really don't care.
Yeah, so I would stop short of that. I mean, if the team sucks, then I mostly agree with that. If all of a sudden the team's good and he's becoming a problem, and he's been a problem on good teams before. He's a problem in Minnesota. He's a problem in Buffalo. He's a problem probably last year on Houston, if I had to guess. And those are all good teams. So at a certain point, I can only take so much of a guy being a distraction on a good team.
Yeah.
On a crummy team where you need all the help you can get, I mostly agree with
but
it.
But there's also a big difference to
we
me.
We won't care. If he catches 65 balls for 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns,
wants, I think
no one's going to care about any of this. We all acknowledge that.
But there's also a big difference in my mind of the guy that just is screaming at the quarterback because he wants the ball versus the guy that is a mess off the field and is in jeopardy of getting suspended. Like they're like that's,
I agree.
It's not all the same
but
thing.
But what if he's, you know, we've seen this before with other diva wide receivers. Yeah. Like, not only is he asking for the ball, but now he's quitting on routes and things like this. And so he's just becoming an unwanted distraction. If the team's good enough, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Let's cross that bridge when we get there. But no, to answer the first question, if he goes out and produces, we'll all forget about all this.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, when the team's winning versus losing is a huge difference because, you know, A.J. Brown last year, for a long time, we were watching A.J. Brown and we're saying, if this thing goes south, could he want out of town? Cut to him dumping Gatorade on his coach, and you're like, okay, they're obviously fine. But,
but even still, we were still kind of keeping the door open.
It was like a little bit of a roller coaster with him, but like I would put up with all that. He was great. Like, you throw him the ball, he's going to make plays. He's better now than Diggs, but Diggs had years like that.
Oh, he did, yeah. And look,
I don't know if those exist anymore.
No, me neither. But if Diggs can come back and produce, I'm not saying his career's over, but I do think it's a wild card how he comes back, especially the way he's committed and or not committed to the team, it seems, right now. One other item on contracts. You tell me how concerned you are about this, Keith. They have three unsigned rookies right now. One of them is the fourth round pick, Craig Woodson, the safety out of Cal.
Who had apparently a pick the other day, didn't he?
I guess.
Picked off Drake May.
Apparently they're referring to him as the Eraser, Keith.
The Eraser?
That's his nickname, apparently.
I don't mind that.
You like it?
The Eraser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Good. Okay. So that passes muster.
The Eraser's pretty good.
The Eraser is Craig Woodson. He's unsigned.
All right.
The other two that are unsigned, Will Campbell and Trevion Henderson. Okay.
Yeah, it's odd.
Reese writes, Will Campbell is one of seven first-round picks yet to sign his deal. The sides are working through details on cash flow.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
We don't have any.
According to sources familiar with the talks. So they're talking about the structure of the contract. I mean, the total money, I think, is mostly worked out in a lot of these deals. It's what are you guaranteeing?
Yeah.
Are they in bonuses? Are they in per game incentives, which is what I imagine the Patriots are haggling over, but that's just a guess. But they're working on cash flow. So they're cheaping out is what they're doing. Okay. That's the reason for Will Campbell. Henderson is more of a broad trend in the NFL. Pick number 38 is one of 30 second round picks unsigned.
Wow.
And here's the issue. The first two picks of the second round, Higgins and the linebacker, Schwesinger, both got fully guaranteed deals. And the rest of the league is
precedent
like,
has been
we,
set.
We do not want to pay second round picks fully guaranteed deals. Yeah. So Henderson is caught up in that.
Okay.
But their top two picks are unsigned. Concerned or not concerned?
Not yet, but obviously put that to the side for right now. Like, that's just another of the overwhelming issues. I mean, you're between Diggs and this, like, I don't think they're huge overall, but just keep tabs on them. Keep track of it. You know, I wonder how late in their mind for the Patriots, like Mike Vrabel, like how late in the game do you feel like going until it becomes an issue for you?
Okay. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. And it turns out Steph Diggs isn't the only one skipping out on OTAs and having a good time out on the water.
Oh.
Is Mike Vrabel struggling to get players to buy in? Let's get to that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is where I would be really optimistic if I were a Patriots fan, because for whatever reason, he knows how to make the game simple and eliminate, you know, thinking for his quarterbacks. And I think that like Charlie Weiss did this really well with Tom Brady early on, is that they're able to design simple plays that look complicated and stay one step ahead of defenses. Of all those guys entering their second year, it wouldn't surprise me if Drake ends up having the best season because of who's calling plays and because he has so much success simplifying the game through a quarterback's eyes.
That was Seth Wickersham, on the Pats Interference podcast with Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald. I thought that was interesting since Josh McDaniel is going to speak later today. It's not the first time we've heard, and it tells you how media-friendly McDaniels is. It's not the first time we've heard, oh, well, Drake May could be in for a big year because of Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Like, you know the local beat writers love him. What was the crazy thing Schrager said a few weeks ago where he's like, there's no better place in the NFL than with Vrabel and McDaniels. And now you got Wickersham just going on and on about how he sees the game through a young quarterback's eyes. And it's like, I guess we're referencing Mac Jones there.
I guess. Yeah, that was good.
Who else would you reference with Josh McDaniels and his work with young QBs?
He had Castle, right? Oh, wait, was that him with Castle?
Yeah, I guess that's true. He did have, he had Matt Castle. He also had Jarrett Stidham, who he never got ready.
No.
He had a bunch of quarterbacks in Denver.
Sam Bradford, he broke.
And Vegas. Sam Bradford, he broke.
Torch Bradford, all the guys in Denver.
Also,
the guys in
what year
Vegas.
Was Matt Castle by the time he started? Like 3 or 4?
Oh, he might have been in the league a couple of years.
It wasn't like a rookie, but he was a guy who never even played in college. So, if you want to go back and give that
now,
to
this
him,
isn't a quarterback, but this would be a slot receiver. Remember when he went to Vegas and they're like, oh, he has Hunter Renfrow. Didn't you think Hunter Renfrow was going to be like the man?
I did.
He was not.
His career is pretty much over. Yeah. I think he's in Carolina now. He's out of football. Some of that's concussions, but he was
out of football. Now he's with Carolina, so he'll probably get cut again.
So anyway, Josh McDaniels will speak later today. I'm curious what he says about Steph Diggs. I'm definitely curious what he has to say about Drake May and how he's performed to this point.
Definitely.
In OTAs. And by the end of the show, we should have reports coming in about how Drake looked. And I do care about this. He threw 4 picks 2 weeks ago. Last week, it was a quote-unquote uneven performance. Curran said on WEEI Afternoons he was skipping throws like a shortstop.
Still, arrow pointing up.
Wildly inaccurate.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
hard to throw a pick when they're on the ground.
I want to see some progress out of the offense today, but I'm curious what McDaniels has to say about that. Meanwhile, Keith, I think Vrabel's having trouble getting some of these veterans to buy in. I mean, Steph Diggs is the face of it.
Yeah.
I missed this last week. Los Talks Pats, who does a good job. Covering a lot of these athletes, social medias and stories.
Yeah.
He had video, and I don't know if we have this for Twitch or not. Twitch.tv/Boston.
Yeah, I saw this. This was on an Instagram story, I think.
He had some footage of Carlton Davis zipping around on a Sea-Doo there. Is that what you call that?
Yeah, jet ski.
Thank you, jet ski.
I mean, I think that's the brand. That's a classic Kleenex tissue situation there.
Got it.
So he's in, low water. He's in, the ocean, right? Because there's, sand there.
Yeah, that looks like ocean, yeah.
There's also two incredibly expensive, sports cars in the water.
Is that what those are?
Those look like cars, don't they?
I just thought those were jet skis designed to look like cars. Those are cars?
Are they? Is that not even a thing?
I don't know. Keith,
you've seen this video, right? There's no way those are not cars. Or am I the crazy one? Look at that. There's at least 3 cars. That are in there. That pink one, that's not a pretend jet ski. Look at thank you, Terp.
It looks like it's floating on the water, though.
Yeah. This is
what is happening?
Keith, this is like
what
when you
is
take
that.
Keith, this is like when you take your kid to the grocery store and they get to drive around in the grocery cart that
it's
looks
a
like
real
it's
car.
Like a big little it's not swan. An
that's a real car. My kids could be listening. That's a real car. So what even is that then?
I don't know.
We're telling that's a floaty?
I think they're a big floaty.
Yeah, I think it's that's what I thought. I don't know. You think they actually drove those things into the water?
All right, people are telling me it's not a car. So what is it? What is it? That's also a jet ski?
That's what I thought. I don't know. I mean, I don't pretend to know.
A luxury plug-in hybrid SUV that can float on water. Ooh. This is just the AI overview.
Maybe we're all right. Yeah. Hey, maybe we're all right.
None of us are wrong.
If it's a hybrid, you're telling me
it's a duck boat.
You're telling me it's a boat. I'm telling you it's a car. What if it's both? What if we could share in being correct on this? Either way, do they race them? Do they just hang out?
It looks like they're just hanging out.
Yeah,
they're
just kind of chilling.
Should we have any issues with Carlton Davis out there?
Looks like an excused absence.
He's out there floating around, having a good time. These are voluntary OTAs.
He looks like he's having a blast.
I don't see any pink substances. No Tusi. I don't see anything.
I think you can lift those seats up, though, if you can put stuff in.
I'm not ruling out that there's anything on the water. It's international waters, Keith.
That's true.
But should we have an issue with Carlton Davis now? This is another big signing. This gave the guy a bunch of money. He can't bother to show up to OTAs?
Well, OTAs, what does the O stand for in OTAs, Jones?
Optional.
That's right.
No.
So it's optional, and these guys have decided.
Wait, what is the O? Yeah, organized. There you go. They're voluntary, though.
Oh, I thought it was optional.
Whatever.
Okay.
They don't have to be there. I understand but shouldn't he be there?
They're voluntary.
What are you doing?
What does the T stand for? No, they're voluntary, right?
They are voluntary, yes.
All right, so maybe some of the
mini camp next week is mandatory.
Maybe some of the veterans just don't go. Yeah, minicamp, different story. If we're having this conversation next week and we get more jet ski videos and yacht videos, then I think you got your problem on your hands. But right now, maybe this is part of the deal with these with the veteran players. They're like, hey, we'll show up when it counts. We're not showing up earlier.
Maybe. I wouldn't be. Let's say you do have a deal with these guys. And you're like, look, you don't need to show up. It's voluntary. We'd like you to be here, but if you want to do it on your own time. Could you not blast it all over social media? Could you not put it out there slapping Cardi B's ass and partying with other girls and whatever Carlton Davis is like? Could you
Two things.
Could you keep it off social media? Like, it's fine. Don't show up. It's okay.
But Diggs
it's
didn't
voluntary.
Post
could you not put. He
no,
did.
No, I know. You want to give him credit, but like, you want to still.
Cardi B's posting stuff now, though, and it's not just a bunch of chicks on a boat.
You're not going to float on a car and not take photos?
Dude, that looks sick. I didn't know what that was. I still am really not sure what it is.
Text
do we have
line.
Any other experts?
Text line says, oh, my God, it's just a boat designed to make it look like a car. Keith, not a car. Look at the wheels. Too high to touch the road.
Dude, you know my Dice says not great, right?
Dice says that's not your grandpa's duck boat.
But they look like cars, right?
I mean, it looks. Yeah, I think I already.
So Google's telling me. That
I already
they
gave
called,
you the example of the grocery cart. That also looks like a car.
those are stupid, wheels.
A BYD Yangwang U8.
That's what that is.
That's what it says.
What does that go for? You got a price on that?
I can find out.
Let me know how much that costs.
Yeah, good.
So what I'll do is I'll put a little couple dollars a day aside.
Yep.
Starting price is approximately $150,000.
That's a lot of days.
That is a lot of days.
Yeah.
How many years is $150,000?
It can do a 360 turn in water.
It can do a 360 in water?
Yeah.
These guys aren't taking it very deep, though. Does it have to stay, like, basically on
land?
So
it says it 360-degree turns, crab walks, and the ability to almost fully submerge underwater.
Dude, it's like the Tumbler. It's like Batman. It's like the Batmobile. Nolan.
Rather be golfing. And the Twitch chat says, keep things kids sleep in real cars that aren't just beds.
If you want to drive them, then there's parked. You take the keys away from them at night so they don't drive away on you.
All right. Is Vrabel having an issue getting these guys to buy it? I thought this is what he's supposed to be good at. I thought Vrabel was supposed to clunk heads together and motivate guys, and, like, I'm starting to wonder. What good is Vrabel? If he can't get guys to show up, he's not, like, some schematic genius, right? His offenses are, you know, right out of the last century, for God's sakes. So if he's not good at this, what exactly is he good at? That's my question.
What do you say you do here?
What do you say you do here? 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. Josh McDaniels speaking next hour. We got a Dork Minute as well with Keith on all the Netflix announcements over the weekend, which we'll catch you up to speed on. And let's get to the Red Sox. They did win 2 out of 3 this weekend.
How about that?
That's good, right?
That's a series, yeah.
So why did this weekend feel so crummy for the Red Sox? Let's get to it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.